Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
I gotta tell you, I think I might have burnt myself out with all that draft preparation. I just might have. I got people bugging me for, you know, draft grades, for how not just the Bucks did, but other teams did. Well, we all know, you know, about draft grades. We all want to wait. Want to wait until, you know, what, 3 years down the road to see how these pan out. But, you know, also, too, with these draft grades, we're not grading how these players are going to be. We're grading as to the value of each pick. At least that's how I would grade a draft immediately after the draft. You're not, I mean, it's a guessing game right now. People don't know if Josh Freeman is going to be a big bust, Achilles Smith, or if he's going to turn into a Hall of Famer. You don't know. Value-wise, So anyway, I have been laying low. I still have doing my show on Saturday. Still coming to work. Just instead of going home and still working till 8, 9 o'clock at night straight on a computer, looking at a computer screen, I've been going home and taking it easy. But now we're back with a podcast for you, one today, one tomorrow. We'll talk about the Buccaneers draft, some of the players they drafted, other than Josh Freeman. Everyone's focusing so much on Josh Freeman. We'll mention him, but talk about some of the other guys they selected too. Coming tomorrow at you. And also today, we're going to talk a little USF Bulls here at JoeBucksFan.com. Why? Well, it's fairly simple. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed two Bulls. Three, if you count Amari Jackson. We're not going to really talk much about Amari Jackson. I wasn't a huge Amari Jackson fan at USF. Sure, the guy's got great size, but time and time again, I saw him dropping passes. Doesn't have elite speed, drops passes. Yeah. We'll see, though, because it's been, a couple years now since he was at USF. Maybe he's matured. Maybe he's become a better player. The two guys we're going to focus on in the next couple of minutes is defensive end Jared Bowie, out of Armwood High School, by the way, and offensive tackle Mark Dial. We'll start with Mark Dial. Now, these are two undrafted free agents. They went and got to participate in the Bucs rookie minicamp. The Bucs signed them to a contract. They'll get to go to training camp if a move is made between now and then. But Mark Dial comes in, 6'4", 300 pounds. It's about the size you want your offensive lineman. He's got the frame to put on a little more weight. Now, with Dial, this is a guy who, maybe the one word that comes to me when I focus on Mark Dial and watching him at USF was durability. He had a couple of nicks here and there, but for the most part, I mean, he played in every game last year, started in 12 of them. He's worked at both left tackle and right tackle, showing that versatility. You know, I don't know if Mark Dial's a guy who's going to step in and he's going to be competing for a roster spot, especially when you draft Xavier Fulton. We'll talk about him tomorrow. But he's your fifth-round pick. Could he get beaten out by an undrafted free agent? Absolutely. It's happened before. But I don't know if Mark Dial has what it takes to come step right in and make an impact. But I will tell you this. You know, if the Bucs are looking for depth along the offensive line, maybe a valuable guy who can come in, add some depth later on in his career, a couple of years down the road, I think a guy like Mark Dial could be that guy. And you could see Mark Dial stepping in maybe on the practice squad the first year just because of that durability, because of that versatility, that he can play right tackle or left tackle. He graded out very well at USF, did some good things there against some of the top competition in the country. You know, didn't give up a whole lot of sacks. You know, USF's offensive line wasn't the greatest offensive line last year. So Dial had to do a lot of things. You know, there was some games where he moved down to guard a little bit. He showed versatility. And whenever, you know, and it's a new system coming in. Yes, we know Jeff Jagodzinski's coming in. It's not the same offense. But any offense would want a guy who can play multiple positions, especially along the offensive line. And even if it's just playing left tackle or right tackle, to have the ability, you know, the difference between playing left tackle and right tackle is much bigger than I think people realize. You know, you get so used to playing left tackle and kicking back with your left foot, being strong with your right foot and your right arm, putting your left hand on the ground is much different than putting your right hand on the ground. I had the ability, I had the ability to play both in high school and college. But some players, some teammates couldn't do it. They could not put their left hand on the ground. I could. I forced myself to learn that. And you know what? Mark Dial coming in does that as well. So versatility, durability. He's a tough football player. Comes from a tough program. You know, coming from USF, you know, they work out hard, good work ethic, and it shows by his durability as well. So I think Mark Dial, a good pickup. We'll see. You know, you don't really expect much out of these undrafted free agents. But Mark Dial, you know, who knows? Maybe down the road, maybe a couple years at the practice squad, he can find himself a roster spot with the Buccaneers. Jared Bowie, on the other hand, you know, Bowie's been a guy, he looks the part of, you know, a stud defensive end, a guy who's going to be feared coming off the edge. Unfortunately for Bowie, it hasn't really turned into production. And even last year, where he got to start in all 13 games, did come on a little bit in the second half of the season, but he only finished with 5 sacks. And in a year where George Selvey was getting double and triple teamed at the opposite defensive end position, Jared Bowie, time and time again, and you know, I cover all the USF games. I'm a part of their pre- and post-game show. So I sit there and I analyze every play. I might cover the USF Bulls maybe closer than the Bucks, and you know how I cover the Bucks. But looking at, you know, what Jared Bowie has done, Jared Bowie he can be blocked by one person. And that's not going to cut. If you can get blocked by one person in college, you're damn sure going to be blocked by one person in the NFL. 6'4", 250 pounds, probably might be even 6'5". Has the frame to put on some more weight. Does have good speed coming off the edge. Is going to be a project. Is he an option, possibly, for the practice squad? Well, he's going to have to come in and show that he can rush the quarterback, that he can rush the passer. You know, looking at his size, you know, once again, 6'4", 6'5", 250 pounds, that's about the size that you're going to look Jim Bates going for at the defensive end position. A guy who can come off the edge and get to the quarterback. But you can't be single teamed. You have got to beat that one blocker. You have to find a way to get to the quarterback. And Bowie, to me, just didn't do it enough in college. And that's why you saw Bowie slide all the way through, past the 7th round, and become an undrafted free agent. So those are two USF Bulls that are going to be joining the Bucks, and hopefully we'll get to see them at training camp, along with Amari Jackson, who we talked about as well, former Bull, didn't play for the Bulls last year. He graduated 2 years ago. Once again, great size. You know, 6'5", 6'6" as a wide receiver. Just doesn't have elite speed and can't catch anything thrown his way. And until he catches footballs thrown at him, he's never going to make it in the NFL. Tomorrow we'll take a look at the Bucks draft picks. The players they actually selected in the 2009 NFL draft. So once again, I don't know about you. I do it all the time. I just leave it on my computer. You can open multiple windows. Leave that on one of your windows. Keep hitting refresh. I think F5 is refresh as well. There's always new news. I don't care what time of day it is. They're always working for you. Right here to give you your ultimate Bucks coverage. From anywhere in the nation, they've got you covered right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz. Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, The Sports Animal.